Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the Underground Virtual Collision. And in this clip, we have PSU's very own Lynn Heckler talking about getting back to work in a smarter way in our new normal. So check it out.
We are empowered to create the return to work plan. And so that work has been going on. We literally meet daily. And we work on everything from, you know, what is our long-term remote work strategy going to be? How many employees, you know, what roles do we think can stay permanently remote at PSCU? We know what jobs we're struggling with being remote, and a lot of times those are the frontline jobs that require a lot of training for new hires. So we actually have figured out ways to have those folks back in the office in a very socially distanced way for training, and then we roll them out to a home environment. You know, it's just having to be creative, and we're just about finished with, remember I said nobody's got the playbook? We're trying to write one. It's like a 40-page comprehensive guide where this is our return to work plan, and it is everything an employee or a visitor to PSCU would need to know about how our phased approach in returning to the workplace will be. So we've done all the work in terms of facilities planning to make sure we've got all the socially distanced protocol in place, all the contactless technology for door opening, for toilet flushing, for faucets. We've got the sanitization stations, PPE available for all employees, everything that you would expect a responsible employer to do. But then we've got to train people on how this is all going to work. So that's where we're at right now, but still not taking our foot off the gas as it relates to just taking care of people and that constant two-way communication with pulse surveys, kind of tell us how we're doing. How comfortable would you be coming back into the office in the near future, right? We need to hear from them.
Thank you very much for that information, Lynn, and stay tuned for more coverage of the Underground Virtual Collision here on CU Broadcast.